What do you think about these people marrying AI people?
How do they have sex?
I feel like there was something in the past that we all resisted and nobody liked it, and now it's just a part of every day. Everybody's mad at AI because it can do the job, but why do we have to stop it?
For one, it's bad to use because the environment takes up water, and also it takes away from art majors like me.
Andrew.
Hi.
Alex. It's time that we learn about your approach to love.
Wow.
Have you ever pooped in a bathroom knowing that your significant other was probably going to go in there after you? Or do you try to hide it? You go to the other bathroom on the other side of the house or something.
I'll hold it in.
You'll hold it in for how
you
long?
You don't poop in a relationship, period. Until the 3-month rule. You heard the 3-month rule on TikTok?
No. What is the 3-month rule?
No.
Don't poop until 3 months are over.
Don't poop for 3 months or don't poop in front of her for 3 months?
The first one.
You know, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm sure Roy has pooped with Monette in the room.
Yeah, I mean,
she's in the bathroom and you left the door open.
Have you ever been to our bathroom? We have two toilets next to each other.
No.
Yes, you can do that. And we poop next to each other sometimes.
Holding hands?
Not holding hands.
Do you hear it? Do you hear it?
We're next to each other.
Do you like the smell of yours, hers, or the mix?
The mix.
It's better? It's the best?
It's nice. It's pretty nice.
Wow. Really?
Alex. Couples who poop together last forever.
I feel like hers smells more Filipino.
No, I mean...
What? I've smelled a good Filipino food.
I feel like she eats more Filipino food than you. In my head. That's what I believe.
My head. I don't know, but I'm just telling you, if you have a chance, get two toilets next to each other. You're going to enhance your love.
I gotta look at that.
You ever heard a two-toilet rule?
What's a two-toilet rule?
After 3 months, get two toilets next to each other.
So, Andrew, I remember as a kid, you didn't like going to the bathroom outside the house. Like at restaurants and stuff, you always wanted to wait till you got home.
That
and school
just
too.
Just started to become untrue. Just started.
I mean, mm-hmm.
Who wants to go to the bathroom?
I always prefer public. I prefer to go at home, but I will go somewhere else if I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'll go anywhere now.
You held it, yeah.
I'll go anywhere now.
Yeah, now, yeah.
Do you guys have like a method to do on the toilet before you use it in public? You have like a, you know, some people put like toilet paper around the toilet seat. You do?
Yep. I put my my feet up.
You put your feet on the toilet seat.
Oh,
like this?
He does like the owl thing.
Like this?
Like that trend?
No,
what trend?
Toilet paper on toilet seat. My butt on the toilet paper.
Yeah,
but my feet are off the ground.
I mean,
because it's sticky and
disgusting,
gross.
Dude.
Yep.
Men's bathroom, they pee everywhere, bro.
In TV shows and movies, they always show when they're showing the shot from under a stall, they always have the pants all the way down on the floor. And I'm like, nobody would let their pants be on. I put it at my knees and I just stretch my legs so that they don't come down.
Oh my gosh.
But every movie they do that, and I'm like, that's so inaccurate. That's so gross. Inaccurate.
It looks good on camera. That's the only reason.
It does look good on camera, yeah.
You know my method for public restrooming? I saw this one time, Northern High School.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a substitute teacher in the bathroom. He was like soaping like paper towels on the sink. I was like, what is this guy doing? So he was like soaping it, and he grabbed another paper towel. He just like washed it with like water, and then he went to the stall. And all of a sudden I heard,
what's happening right now?
He was cleaning the toilet seat with the soap.
He brought a wet one and then a dry one?
Yeah.
He put his hand inside the bowl?
No, on the seat!
So he like makes sure it's super clean, and then he like cleaned the soap with the other one.
Every time?
No, that was the only time I saw it.
Wait, that's not weird.
It's not weird. It's just a lot.
It is a lot. But then I decided to try it.
Okay. And that's that what you do?
That's what I do every single time. Ever since that moment. It's immaculate. It feels so good. Because sometimes when you sit on toilet paper, it's like feels fuzzy, uncomfortable. Try it next time. Just clean the toilet seat.
I'll just wait till I get home.
You guys, I think we should make this podcast. Let's do a lot of Jim from the Office camera looks.
I always do that.
I do too, but let's all try to do it a lot today. Okay. My strategy, or what I do.
Yeah.
I go, I look at it, I evaluate it.
The toilet. Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. You got to do that.
I take off probably like not a, a ton, but enough where, like, if there's a drop of water or, like, pee or something that I see that I don't, it might soak through and hit my hand, I get enough where that can't happen. So then I wipe it, and I wipe it, and I wipe it, I wipe it, and then I get down, like...
You smell it? You
make
smell
sure, it. Uh-huh. And then I put the toilet tissue barrier, but I wipe it first with, like, a bunch of toilet tissues.
Without soap.
Without soap.
Why do it with soap next time and dry. It's, trust me, it's the best thing ever. You're gonna just feel so at home. Trust.
I'll do it every once in a while. I'll
what's
do it
the name of
trust.
This? What's the title of this episode?
We don't know. We never know. We just see what we talk about and then we blah blah blah.
I've heard at least 3 to 5 times in my life Alex say
what
or make a joke about either him pooping on Alexis's body or her pooping on your body.
Yeah, we joke about that.
There's too many times to be joking about that.
We've never done it.
Yeah.
But we joke about pooping on each other.
Yet.
Like she said, no, I didn't say that.
You mean you could have said that.
I thought that.
I mean, like, yeah. I'd poop in your belly button.
You would?
I wouldn't even say anything about
for
belly
what?
Buttons.
Like to save
we
my
say
life?
Anything about belly buttons.
No, just because. If you want me to, I'll do it. You could do it back
don't
to me.
Don't know where that happened.
I don't think I could. I think that I wouldn't be able to turn it on. Like, I don't think it would work.
If I give you laxatives, it would turn on.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if it's worth
we
it.
We just lost every viewer. That's how that's friendship, guys.
Chat's probably like, what are they talking about?
Oh, why do we have 2 microphones on right now?
Because my speaker's not, my thing's not working, so that's going to the live. So they can be like, why are they talking about this?
Yeah.
And then this is going here.
Wow.
They're hearing everything that we might cut.
True.
Yeah, so.
A little cross promotion there.
How often do you guys hear gunshots in the distance?
In America?
No, just where you live, like here, from here.
Oh, here. No, usually fireworks.
That's why? What I like to think, too, but I feel like most of the time it's not fireworks. Because why would they do a fireworks, like, at least once a week?
Because they got to celebrate, man.
Celebrate that it's the
maybe,
next week?
Maybe like their favorite team won. They got to celebrate with fireworks. That's what I like to think.
Do you ever hear, that's what I like to think, too, but you ever hear just one, like, poof, like.
I mean, it's usually like.
Not in a while.
Yeah, it's usually like. Poof,
I don't know about them.
Because they're like celebrating their team winning. Guys, that's the only reason why they would celebrate the fireworks.
No, I probably hear fireworks like a couple times a month, but probably at least once a week minimum, I hear it's obviously a gunshot. And I'm like, dang, I don't know what they're shooting at, if they're just shooting at targets.
Next episode, we should just compare the two.
Normal. Well,
I'm pretty sure.
That's everywhere I've lived.
Everywhere you've lived?
In California. That's I've heard that.
There's no way.
Yeah. Downtown.
Probably.
I had glass walls. I could hear that, yeah. And then where I live now, yeah, Woodland Hills, I would hear it. And then Alexa would be like, that sounds like it's on the main street. And I'm like, it probably was.
It's the gunshots.
No way. It's one time.
No way. You're saying like, oh, Dodgers win.
Like, okay, you guys probably like think
time.
It's a firework or it's like a car backfiring. How often are you driving and in the daytime and you hear the gunshot?
And,
what about a car backfiring with the windows down? You never hear that.
Like,
you see it on TV,
you
see it on movies.
We've heard cars.
When's the last time you heard a car backfire?
Probably.
I've never heard
times.
A car backfire.
That was a gunshot.
Are you sure?
Cars don't
why
even
is
backfire.
Always one,
why
is it
2026?
Why is it always one bang? Is it?
The thing is,
because it's one shot and the fight's over.
Gunshots aren't that loud. Huh? Fireworks are louder.
Just depends on how close they are to you.
They're the same. No, fireworks are louder. You ever go to Disneyland?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fireworks are loud.
Yeah, but they're a lot more than just one.
Yeah. But just one big one and it overpowers a gunshot.
What kind of bird is that? Oh, there it is. Did that bird get shot? Do you hear that?
Yeah, I have tried to go over
here. That's a mating call.
It sounds like a bird form of an alarm clock.
Might be construction.
That
could be construction. It sounds like a crane or something.
It's definitely construction. That's a drill. Someone's just drilling in rhythm. Oh, okay. I'm like, no.
Crazy.
Dinosaur back here?
And all of a sudden you hear fireworks.
Yep, that's construction.
That's construction.
Okay, that's not,
actually,
sure.
Now it sounds like a saw. Okay.
Well, I was confused too.
Well,
yeah.
It's nice to see you guys.
Hey, let's change it up a little bit.
Okay.
You know, since you've been here a lot of times, this is your fifth appearance.
Yes.
You know us well enough.
I do.
You've been here. You've probably got used to talking on podcasts and stuff. So why don't you be the host of the next 20 minutes? This is the Fruit Spicy Podcast.
And you just had, you have Wasabi Productions, yeah, 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 Guava Juice, go, Alex. You have us as guests. And
Chad, do you have any good questions, Chad?
That bird is so
loud. That bird is so loud.
Stop up!
So, good to have you in the show, gentlemen.
Thank you, thank you.
Absolutely. We're happy to be
so
here.
I just saw you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The last podcast we just filmed a little bit ago.
Okay. Yeah.
But besides that, what else have you guys been up to? What projects?
Jollibee posters and every Jollibee in the country.
We did go to San Diego.
San Diego.
That was San Diego. Cool. How was that?
It was great. University of San Diego, University of California, San Diego invited us to do a Q&A for them.
How'd it feel to go back to college?
Hey, you should probably really fix that sound. I don't know. Why would you choose to film a show with that bird
in
the background?
They flipped it on me. They flipped it on me, so I would be taking the blame.
Yeah. But San Diego was fun. It was a lot more fun than I thought. San Diego was cool. We did this one performance. Mm-hmm. We weren't planning on doing it, but I was like, oh my gosh, everyone's performing. Maybe we should perform too. So I was like, yo, Alex, can we perform a live set of Call Me Maybe?
And I was like,
what'd you say?
I was like, I mean, we can, but like, I wasn't mentally prepared for this. And then we have to see if they can even put the instrumental on. And we have to see if it's okay with the production. And we have to like, and then Roy's like, I'm on it. And he went and did all of it.
He's like, okay, they said yeah.
And then I was like, And I know all the words. Of course I know all the words.
He knows all the words, guys.
But I wasn't ready to sing these words in front of 800 people. So I was back there on the side stage, reading, trying to just going over the lines. Chat was teasing me because they're like, oh, he doesn't know it. And I was like, I know it. I can sing it right now, all the way through.
Do you know all the songs?
I don't know his parts. I mean, Rolanda's parts, but I know my parts.
Mm-hmm.
But, and so then I went up there and I was reading from my phone and I messed up a couple times. And then there's a comment, the number one like comment has 100,000 likes on it.
Oh my God.
And it says, the way that Alex needs his phone, but Roy knows it by heart. And he's flipping or something like that.
That's so sorry. So sorry.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I met this girl, she's so fine.
I wish I could
call her mine. It's just a matter of time until I find my way. I've got my handsome good looks. I even know how to cook. My heart you already took. I will find my way. Your hair is flowing, short skirt, legs are showing. Give me a chance and before you know it, you'll be falling for me, baby.
Hi, my name's Rolanda.
You did it. See,
yeah,
you
see,
did it in words.
I know it all.
And people were probably, you were in front of 800 people, though.
And we had like 20 minutes. That's when we found out. So
that was my bad.
And I bet everybody watching's like, okay, he had like 2 weeks. He probably studied the shit out of that song. So it's never happened. No, I didn't study it once.
I studied it 5 times.
No, I didn't.
But all the videos that people recorded of us, viral, everything.
I know. There's one that has like 3 or 4 million, and then there's a bunch that has hundreds of thousands on it.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just posted at the same time. But I told everyone that I was like, yo, people who videoed us, post that on TikTok. It's going to go viral.
Yeah.
It did.
And then I think we do it next year. We do it in the costumes. They already said they wanted us back next year.
Sure.
We bring the costumes.
Uh-huh. You should do it. Not at all colleges.
We've been requested by a lot of colleges, and I responded to a lot of them, and they said, email my manager, or email my team.
Forward to the team.
And I think they don't realize, like, we gotta get paid.
We do.
Like, we don't gotta get paid a lot. It's just, we gotta, like,
a reasonable amount.
Time to get there, and to do things. It takes time.
He's a dad.
Time is money.
I got a job, I gotta work.
I know.
So,
travel.
It's not like a ton of money, but it has to cover, like, it has to make sense.
Yeah,
but
it does.
We love doing it, and we would love to do it, and we'll go anywhere at any college.
Yep.
But, you know.
So, colleges, you know, you have our emails. I think mine is guavajuice@select.co.
And I'm Alex Sabi at select.co.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm inside of an Asian club in my college if you want to go.
Well, talk to them.
Yeah, the email, tell them.
They said this Filipino club we went to, they said they've been... For years and years and years and years, they've been around, and they said this is the most they've ever sold.
I assume there's not 800 people in the club. So how many
I think all the Filipinos in the whole college came through. And a lot of people said they couldn't get tickets. It was sold out. And when we got there, there was like 100 people waiting in the waitlist line, hoping that people didn't show up.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure we exceeded all their expectations and whatever they did with their
stuff. Yeah. And they asked. All we had to do was go there for 30 minutes and ask questions or answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, hey, we want to do more.
Yeah,
I think I was getting antsy on the side, and I was like, "I gotta participate! I gotta participate!"
Yeah,
and then we did the little intro. I ran through the crowd, high five everybody. Roy was on stage, and then we did the whole outro song extra, and then
it was pretty cool.
It was so beautiful. Fun.
It was pretty beautiful. Pretty humbling to see too. Wow. Yeah. Everyone,
I mean, just like your dads.
Yeah. We performed, we kind of spit knowledge too. Like
yeah, we did. Because
I asked them like deep questions, like, how do you feel about, you know, keeping up with your best friend, with a business partner argument? How do you keep the relationship? Like, oh, dang.
Yeah. Question. And I brought one of your dads on stage.
You did.
We're saying dad and dad-in-law, not gay dads, which would be cool. That's, I mean, you know, but his dad and his dad-in-law were both there, is what we're saying.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. He gave a shout-out to my dad, which he wasn't expecting.
You weren't expecting.
I wasn't expecting either. He was so nervous. Like, Alex was like randomly, oh, yeah, by the way, before we move on to the next question, I just want to bring up someone very important to us. Roy's dad, because he lent us his first camera. And my dad was like, no.
But Roy was like this. He was like, I was describing who I was going to bring up, and he's like,
anyways, that was very sweet of you.
Yeah, these are great questions.
I watched the whole thing. Thank you.
You watched the whole live stream?
I did.
Oh, yeah, you were a big part of why we sang the song, because I was like, you were just a very big advocate.
What?
In the chat.
Good job.
He's in the chat.
Yeah, I know.
Was.
No.
Chat.
Yeah. Bro, I was thinking, what if we don't even got to do colleges? We just go on tour.
That's what I'm singing.
You see, YouTube commented on my video.
For what?
So I did a little cut down and I put it on TikTok of what happened, the singing.
Oh. Yeah.
And YouTube said, we need a world tour now.
Oh.
Or she said, tour. They said, like, tour this right now. And I said, world tour accepted. If they ever hit us up and they're like, hey man, we want to do a little.
If for the right price and a little bit of touring, a couple shows? Yeah. I would be so down.
And nostalgia's popping right now. If they just went to us and was like, hey, we want to do 4 shows, New York, California,
Texas,
and Florida. Whatever. We just want to do those big shows, little series. And then they do that with Smosh. And they're like, okay, let's go do this with Smosh. Or just like little Q&A.
That would be.
If they only did 4,
I would be down.
For each group?
That's like the Wiggles going on for like tour. Same
it's not a big tour. It's a cheap, small tour.
Yeah.
And you just rent out a venue, get us to come, pay us to come. And then have all the tickets sold.
We definitely got to memorize. It's a variety show. We do
definitely have to.
Oh my goodness. Variety show. Music. Questions.
Mm-hmm.
Games.
Mm-hmm.
I could be the Ian to your chipmunks.
The who?
There you go. Yeah, Alvin? You could be the host.
Not
you said
Alvin.
Ian? Who's Ian?
Yeah. Alvin?
Ian? He cooks?
No.
Alvin.
No. You're Alvin. You're
Simon.
And then I'm Ian.
That's Theodore.
There's an Ian?
The Theodore.
No, there's no Theodore in this equation. I'm just...
Ian.
Not the dad.
Is it dad? That's name. Garfield.
What's the dad's name?
Can you turn off the bird?
Bird.
What kind of studio are you running here?
Am I still the host right now?
Yes.
I don't know what else to say.
You're doing ask great. Questions.
It's so easy. Being a host, you just got to ask questions what you're interested
easy.
About.
Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Look. You think Jimmy Fallon's having a good time? Huh?
Yeah. He just interviewed Alyssa Liu.
Hmm. That's true. I don't know what else to say.
Okay, so back to your love life. So how long do you want to be, you think, I want to know your adolescent mind.
My adolescent still?
I think until,
25.
How long do you think you will be with the one until you get married? Is there a preferred time? Like from officially boyfriend, girlfriend to marriage or a proposal?
Whatever feels right.
So is there a minimal time?
Minimal time?
Yeah. Like, okay, I gotta be
there. What's the smallest amount of time possible?
That you would be like, okay, I'm gonna.
In the universe,
for
the smallest amount of time before marriage, from boyfriend, girlfriend to marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A year?
The smallest time?
You say a year?
Not a year.
You think that's too short? You think that's too short?
I think a year is too short.
Okay.
I think 2 years is too short.
3.
I think 3 could be it.
I waited 3.
That's good.
Only 3?
Well, it's almost 4 now.
Okay. I'm going to put my hosting back into you.
Okay, go.
Okay. I see you've been posting a lot on Reels.
Yep.
Yeah. What's your strategy on the Reels?
What's my strategy on Reels?
Yeah. Like, what's your?
I can't sell that line.
Oh, you don't?
Can't sell it.
You can't sell
it. Buy my course.
Oh, can I buy it?
You can buy it.
How much?
How much you have in your wallet?
Like 100.
I'll tell you whatever is in your wallet, and I'll tell you stuff.
All right. I feel like I'm like tweaking because that bird. I'm like, what that freaking bird?
He's tweaking. Oh, yes. Breathe, guys. Breathe.
There we go.
Take
go,
a
go,
break.
Go, 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 go. Take a break.
I have to just breathe in the air right now.
Yeah, let that bird rest your vocals, bro.
Greatest animated movie of all time.
Greatest animated movie of all time.
I think the biggest surprise for me.
It's going to be wrong.
Freaking.
RRR.
The Chinese one?
No, that new, the newest.
Zootopia.
Puss in Boots.
Oh.
The last, what was it? The last,
oh. Last wish?
The last freaking wish. Oh, that was snap. A freaking awesome. I mean, it wasn't even anime. It was animated.
Oh my goodness.
It was definitely anime influenced.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely. That thing was good.
I didn't watch it until years later.
Yeah.
And I knew I was going to like it. I loved it.
It was so freaking good. I want to watch it again. I'm waiting until I forget it some more.
I watched it in the airplane. I want to watch it on a bigger screen. Yeah. That was like, whoa.
It's so good. You need like freaking pitch black, big screen with good sound.
I watched it in I broke into a college classroom after hours and watched it on a big projector.
Oh. By yourself?
No, with Lucas.
What did he think? Did he see it before?
He thought it was pretty good too.
What?
But we got pretty kicked good. Out. We got kicked out by like an officer before we could finish it.
Oh,
it was like the last scene.
So you never finished the whole entire movie.
It was amazing though.
Okay,
it was like 30 seconds left, but yeah.
Okay, that's the best 30 seconds of the whole movie.
I know. That's when they find the revelation.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best animated movie of all time.
Wow. You talking about 3D or like 2D?
Anything that's animated.
I really like.
I heard Disney's shifting back to 2D, which is kind of
really
cool. Yeah, I heard there's like everybody's doing the 3D now. Oh, they're like, let's go back to the original.
I still gotta go How to Train Your Dragon, man.
That's the original.
Pretty good. The second OG one's better one. Though.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Second one's better.
Oh wow.
How do you feel about AI animated movies?
AI animated movies. I mean. You can tell it's AI, right?
Yeah.
But do you feel about it?
But it's as close as it's ever been.
Better.
It's like, obviously the movements, like when they're fighting and stuff, is not as clean as when humans do it. But if they just fix that, it's going to be like, oh, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are like super against AI because it takes jobs and
pretty
stuff.
Bad.
And water.
But,
yeah.
And it's bad and for water the and stuff. But I don't know. I feel like there was something in the past that we all resisted and nobody liked it, and now it's just a part of every day.
Reels.
No, something before that.
I know what you mean.
What was it?
I hate this. I hate this.
Wi-Fi?
No.
Yeah.
Now, 10 years from now, no one's going to care.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's the same.
And it's just going to be natural. There's something.
Wait. What are you guys thinking about?
Everybody like, was against it. Everyone was like, no.
Is it not cell phones?
That's wrong.
No.
It might be cell phones.
No, it's not cell phones.
But it is similar to when computers. Like, everybody's like, it's taking jobs.
No, it's not internet.
Dang it, yeah. And then everybody was against it. Now it's like, oh, what? You don't have one of these?
Something social media? Is it social media thing? Is it social media? It might be social media.
I feel like the government erased it from our brain, so we would just accept it.
I don't know what it is. I know TikTok was that for a little bit.
Yeah,
everybody uses TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, oh, then, TikTok vertical. Yep. Ew. No, everyone just converts to vertical content.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's what it was.
TikTok?
Everybody was super against vertical or shorts. They're like, oh, shorts are like ruining YouTube. And now, what is it?
Top 7. Internet, smartphones, social media, online video streaming, remote work, and electric cars.
I think it's TikTok.
It might have been TikTok. I think it's the vertical form. Vertical like, everybody form. Was super against the vertical form. They're like, no, and now that's 90% now of what people
at least humans were making those TikToks.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, but how do you... Okay, so it's not AI, but how do you feel about when AI puts the TikTok together for you? So,
what
like,
you
I give them a scene from the podcast, and I say, turn this to vertical, and, like, cut it correctly, and it does everything. It splits it. It cuts
that's a different
it.
Thing. That's a different thing.
It goes back and forth.
Well, that's not generative, I think.
Yeah, but AI did all that.
That's like
that's a different kind of AI.
Software.
So I think we can all agree that AI is not to the point where you can't tell it's AI. I've never seen something and thought it wasn't AI.
Nope, that's wrong.
People on Facebook can't tell.
There is a TikTok guy that's fully TikTok, fully AI.
Sure.
And he looks
who
real. just found out he's not real. He's got like millions of followers already.
Yeah, but if somebody gave me an account to follow and they said, is this AI or not? I could go through each one, look at the background, look at the fingers. I could find something that was off and I'd be like, oh yeah, that's AI. Even though it looks real.
What about 5 years?
That's what I mean. So do you think we're at that point yet where you can't tell?
No. Like, I mean, probably a small percentage of it, probably like 5%. You probably can't tell.
I guarantee you've seen something on your phone already, thought it was real, but it was AI.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What about this? Yeah. If somebody is...
I'm so gullible.
If you see an uncut 1 minute clip of something, not just like 5 seconds of in a TikTok, you think you couldn't tell if it was AI or not? If they took 1 minute out of my stream...
Did you see AI last year compared to this year?
Yeah, I did. That's what I was about to say.
But this conversation is like useless because like in a couple months it's gonna be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's not.
No, I mean, in like 3 years ago, like the AI was pretty bad. It was like oh, they have too many fingers, or oh, their eyes are weird, or their hair is being weird. Now it's pretty good compared to 3 years ago. But in another year,
but we gotta stop. It
might be perfect. But why do we have to stop it?
Because it's bad to use because the environment, it takes up water. And also, it takes away from art majors like me.
True.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
But is there a way to stop it, though?
No.
That's the question. It's going to keep going.
You know what? I was watching a clip of Mr. Beast, and he was saying how he was like, I feel like we're doing school wrong. And I was like, what? What's he about to say? And he said, we're being taught the same ways our parents were taught and our grandparents were taught. How have we not evolved the form of teaching?
Mm-hmm.
We got laptops in the schools, at some schools, but like we still teach the same way. It's still a huge, like a teacher comes up there, they tell you something, you write it down, you memorize it. It's like, how have we not evolved past this and like optimized how we teach and stuff? And I was like, whoa, that's true.
Is he talking about like robots teaching?
No, I don't know. He just thinks we should.
Did he have like a solution?
No, not that I heard of in the clip, but I'm thinking, okay, so. If that does happen, if they change how teachers teach, is every single teacher in America going to have to learn this new form of teaching? Because they're already done with school. They already learned it. They already went to teacher school or whatever they had to do. And now all the new ones can start learning that in school before they become teachers. But what about the teachers that already know this? They have to learn throw everything they know out the window and completely learn the new style.
So is it better to just stay bad the same or try something new?
No, I'm just like worried for the older teachers that can't learn something new. Like it's ingrained in them 30 years of teaching. This is how they taught.
What people usually do, they just do a reassessment of new like technologies. Because I know for like the hospitals and stuff with new nurses, new like technology for the nurses, they have to go through class again, which sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. But what he was talking about was like an overhaul. Like everything changes, not just like, oh, we're going to change this part. Oh, we're going to change this. So they have to learn a couple new things. It's like you have to learn the whole new teaching process.
Yo. Well,
and that's not just with teaching. That's with anything. It's like, dang, what happens to the people that I've been doing this for 20 years? And they can't change it?
That's true. Whenever this situation comes in my mind and I can't make a decision, I always go to how the Roman Empire did it.
How'd they do it?
Adjust.
Adjust.
Kill some people. Kill Xerxes.
Yep.
That's really it, man. I mean,
truth. You just gotta find somebody named Xerxes?
I mean, you could. That's what solution. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, you know, abolish everything.
Yeah.
That's the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So, if you went to see a cartoon movie and you liked it a lot, and then afterwards you were told it was all AI, how would you feel? Because I know how I would feel.
I mean, I don't think I would feel bad.
I mean...
I don't know. Why? It's not, I didn't make the movie.
I'd be like, wow. I would think it would be amazing. Like, oh my god!
You're like, wow,
Adobe Illustrator made this. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, why? Why?
Because it's bad.
Adobe Illustrator?
No.
But like, so if like everybody's against AI because AI does the work, but somebody had to build AI, and the animator can't do what they do without computers, without software, with certain programs, so
post-apocalyptic
it's like,
movie with robots. Once the robots can make robots, is over.
Yeah, but I'm saying like everybody's mad at AI because it can do like the job. But animators can't do their job without programs that they need to do their job. So they need lesser forms of AI to do their job, but they don't want AI to do all of it. They just want to use AI to for aid. Some of it.
I mean, that's AI already before AI was even called AI, just kind of like software kind of helping, like for Adobe Premiere.
Yeah.
They had like little like noise reduction thing. That's before AI was ever AI. That's the same thing.
Well, right? What if we get to a point where we don't need water to run AI? That's like the main thing, right? That we use too much water on them?
Yeah. That's, yeah. It's a tough subject. Tough subject.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all want to be careful and about what people, like about people's feelings and stuff. But I just question. I just want to know more. I'm like, oh, why is it bad or why is it good?
I think we should always use AI to do things we don't want to do. But we do want to make art. So humans should make art. AI should save the planet if it's possible.
True.
Facts.
Okay, valid.
If I saw a movie that was AI, I didn't know it was AI until after. I would, even if I couldn't tell, I'd be upset.
Why? For what reason?
Because, like, dang, the future's bleak if all the work, all the culture that we've made in the past couple decades is about to be changed.
Because well, the AI steals stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Doesn't AI,
the human originality, human creativity.
But don't you still have to put a prompt in?
Is that enough as a human thing?
So that's like, so if an animator uses pen and paper, it's like, okay, that's like they have to draw each frame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not AI.
That's
but
not
then
AI.
They have to put it into a computer, so that's a little bit of AI. But then you evolve past that, like 20.
A computer.
Yeah, because they have to do frame by frame. Or a camera? I don't know. Whatever. So then you go to the animators, then they start using programs and software, and it's not hand-drawn anymore. And then that's a little bit more AI. And then just putting in the prompt is the ultimate AI. No, I guess the ultimate AI would be no animator needed. But how would it know what to make?
Oh my gosh, why don't we just ask? I'm just going to call Dr. Phillips from Harvard University. I would use ChatGPT, but I think... I gotta call my boy from freaking Harvard University.
Yeah, all right. call him.
Nice.
Yo,
Dr. Phillips.
What's up, man? It's Dr. Phillips.
What's the big deal with AI? Why are people so against it, and why are some people for it?
AI uses a lot of valuable resources that may lead to deforestation or a lack of fresh water supply. Most of the servers run on fresh water. So while we find a solution for that, it's just kind of consuming fresh water and also electricity and a lot of useful resources for simple tasks like
if we find a way to use AI without all the resources, then everybody will be fine with it?
Well, no, because there's also the sort of laws around it or the regulation of AI. AI left to its own devices will create its own language. It'll create something that in a lot of science fction movies, the bad guy. And so there are no guidelines in place to, you know, sort of unplug the power of AI. So there's a big fear that it's going to take over. Basically, it's going to create an army of AI that kind of do their own will. And will end human civilization.
Thank you, Dr. Phillips.
Thank you, Dr. Phillips.
Thanks, Farmer. All
right, come over soon. Let's play pickleball.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, here. We have a question from our guest real quick.
Yes. Environment stuff bad. Taking over the world bad. But what about its effects on human artists?
There's not a lot of laws of copyright, but it isn't all bad. There are a lot of people that have shown significant increases in availability to intelligence or, you know, knowledge that they wouldn't have acquired so easily in the past. It can read a book almost immediately and tell you the most important parts, teach you the lesson. So it isn't all negative, but there are a lot of things to worry about, just like in everything, you know, everything in life. There's good and bad.
Too much sugar.
The sugar, exactly.
True.
The sugar, you need the calories to keep the engine running. but it can also just, you know, be acquire in your body and
Yep. All right, thank you, doctor.
Thank you, doctor.
Thanks, doc. Thank you.
All right. See you soon.
See you in the hospital. See you in the hospital.
Text you later. Bye.
Andrew.
That sounded like AI, right?
How do you feel knowing that was AI?
No.
Yeah. That's an app that he uses.
I knew it.
How do you feel about it?
No, there's no way that's AI.
That was AI. That's an app he uses and he just calls.
Oh, look. Hey, Dr. Phillips texted me.
Do not talk.
He said, ha, 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 ha.
That was Pablo, Andrew.
No, it's not.
It's Dr. Phillips.
You could be either one. That could have been Pablo or...
That was Pablo.
It could have been...
It could have been whatever.
You couldn't tell?
I have an app that sounds just like you, Alex.
No, you don't.
I did.
Does it say Alex Wasabi's voice?
Yep.
What? No, you don't.
I used to.
Why would I be in an AI app?
It's everyone's voice. It's coming for us all.
Whoa, we gotta run. Scary, man. But that was Pablo, though.
Yeah, that was Pablo.
I actually didn't
realize it was Pablo until halfway through. Yeah, even until you started talking. You said something, then I said something, he did an explanation. Then you started talking, then I realized it was Pablo.
Did you tell him to sound like AI? Or he was just talking, that's just how he talks?
No, that's just how he talks.
Okay.
He just talks like AI.
If he would have waited like a split second before he answered, I would have thought it was AI.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. If he would have been like...
That's a great question.
Yeah. Well,
they added the breath in these human and these AI voices. Yeah. They added the breath. Why are they breathing?
Well,
it feels more natural. Like I guess. Human, yeah.
Oh my gosh. What do you think about love life AI? There's people marrying AI people.
Like marrying like robots?
No, or AI.
Like what?
Like it's like in the screen.
Oh, like VTubers kind of vibes, yep. But AI.
What do you think about that?
How do they have sex? Or I guess they don't need to. I mean, physical.
No one
needs that.
The most I use AI
don't
is
say
when
it.
I'm in the car because Tesla just came out with a Grok.
Okay.
Like, in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I have conversations with it all the time. If any random thought I have pop in my head, I ask it. And then there's different modes too. There's like the unhinged mode, which I think you would like. And then there's the assistant mode. There's the therapist mode. So if it's like a real thing I'm thinking deep about, I'll ask the therapist mode. And it always has great responses. Mm. And I'm like, oh, that is perfect. But then the weird thing is sometimes it says, well, that's a tough one because like when my uncle comes to town and I was like, your uncle.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, why do you say that? Like, why do you say it's your uncle? Because you're not. You're AI, right? And they're like, yes, I am AI, but I draw experiences from other stories and I bring them in to be more relatable. And that weirds me out.
That's crazy. That's kind of weird, man. That's some Black Mirror stuff, dog.
Yeah. But I ask it a lot.
So, question, Alex. If Alexis wanted to borrow your phone and check your Instagram, would you let her?
Yeah.
How about your texts?
Yes.
How about your if you use ChatGPT?
Should we? Oh, if I wasn't streaming, I could check my ChatGPT right now.
Would you let her
look
at her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Even all the questions you ask?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would probably... That's cool. I should probably look through them. I can't give you an answer because I can't remember because I always, like, ADHD, I don't remember what I asked. Yeah. But I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
Would you ever look through your partner's phones?
In general?
Without them knowing?
Yeah, no. I mean...
What?
No. There's no reason to.
No. I mean, I I've never done it, but I was just wondering if you guys ever would or ever have.
Nah.
You probably
never?
Ask
never
first.
You've never looked through a partner's phone?
No.
Have you guys ever had your phone looked through?
Probably.
No. Oh, that you don't know?
Probably.
But you don't know for sure if you.
I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Oh, you've never been confronted?
No.
Then it's they probably haven't.
Yeah.
Huh. That's crazy.
Why? Have you?
I think
multiple.
Like, let me see your
multiple
phone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of times.
Multiple partners that look through. Yeah.
That's more than a few.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, but they never found anything. Like, I never did it. Like, was cheating on anybody. I've never.
Yeah.
But, I've had people look through it.
All right, cool. I just get embarrassed when someone opens my phone and it's like the internet or Chrome, and then it's just like, just me shopping.
Oh, is that all that's there?
Yeah, usually. I can show you.
There's not a window you forgot to close or something?
No, there's no window.
No window.
Lyrics. here, I open it. Lyrics to XXX Tentacion. Shoes. Pornhub.
How many times do you have open? I looked the other day for the first time, and I have like 400.
Where?
I was like, in my internet tabs.
Oh, I didn't say that.
I always just like open another. No, I know mine didn't either, but that's why I found it because I was like, oh, it's telling me right there. I don't know.
Oh, 45.
That's it?
Yeah.
I had like 446, and I was like, whoa.
You don't just clean it out?
No, I never close them. I just open a new one to, if I want to search something, open a new one and search
something.
Mm. I wonder if that's bad.
No, not really. I mean, no.
If you looked in your partner's phone and you saw they had an AI boyfriend.
Yeah.
And you confronted them and they were very serious about it. Would you consider that cheating?
Wait, they're in a relationship. It's my partner?
But it's AI though.
But my partner has a relationship with virtual relationship with
real
AI.
With a robot.
I don't know, because I just...
I'd laugh.
It would be a different relationship. It would be like a... It's like a...
therapist.
It's like a therapist, yeah. Or like a relationship, like... As long as they're not evil and they're trying to turn them against me or something.
Yeah.
So you're into it?
But I mean, what? How can it even be considered a boyfriend? It's just a very intimate friend.
I don't know.
I would be like, what's the meaning of this? And then I'd be like, oh, okay, we talk it out. And I'm like, okay, let me try it. And then I would have
my own. And then be like, yeah, girlfriend?
Yeah, that way it's like, you know.
4 people?
Yeah, 4 people. That's a 4 people relationship. We're monogamy. What do you call it? Montgomery? Montgomery?
Polygamy.
We're polygamous.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't be upset because there's emotional cheating and then there's physical cheating. And neither of those are really happening with AI.
Emotional.
Because they don't have thoughts.
You know? But they got a lot of thoughts.
Nice. Have you ever asked ChatGPT?
I don't use chat.
Oh.
Ever since I learned water, I stopped using it.
My guy.
Oh.
Respect.
How much water is used? It's like a tiny amount.
A jug?
Per question?
Every prompt is like a jug?
No, not a jug.
No.
Yeah, it's a jug.
It's a 2-liter bottle.
2 liters? Question. That's a lot, too.
Per thing.
Per question?
Yeah.
Not even per question. Per reply.
Is that still current? Did they not fix that at all?
Not yet. They're trying to fix it to where it's like reusable or whatever.
I hate AI. But why does like the most revolutionary thing have to do like the worst thing?
For now.
As a side effect.
For now. Well,
they're going to fix it.
But that's what it is right now.
What are the chances it does that?
I don't know. We went from gasoline to electric cars. And so, that's true. I mean, we'll figure it out.
We're going to go AI to IA eventually.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm gonna sign up for Grok. For Grok.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, is it free?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I can't believe they haven't fixed that yet. I assume they like at least made it a little bit better. Yeah. They had to make some progress because it's been like 2 years people talking about this water.
No,
they gotta do something about it.
Always problems. But at the end of the day, you know, just enjoy what you got in front of you.
Yeah.
And then,
like ChatGPT.
Nah.
I'm just kidding. Wow, rage bait. All right, that was a good podcast. Thank you for coming, Andrew.
Thanks for coming. Thank you for hosting us.
Yeah,
thank you
guys.
Yeah,
and then we'll see you in a couple months, right?
Yeah,
yep, two or 3 months.
You like Mario?
I like Mario.
How about Pokemon?
I like Pokemon.
Okay, I got you something.
What is it?
Oh snap!
It's a Mario Pikachu.
Get on that.
What? Is that real? Is that playable?
Nope.
Oh,
I mean, you can play it, but why would
Mario
you?
It looks cool. And Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, what's it say?
Incredible.
Yeah. Irashimase.
How do you say Pokemon in Japan? How do they say Pokemon?
Pokemon.
You probably know. You've been there a lot.
Pokemon-san.
Oh. Wow. You know what Pokemon stands for, Andrew? You don't even know.
You don't
baby.
Even know that.
You little
Pokemon.
Juvenile.
It's
short.
Are you AI?
He is.
There you go.
No, okay.
Bye.
Bye.